In other white news, magistrates have heard how a man who had just 50 pence in his pocket stole over 40 pounds of meat from a shop in East Cowes because he was hungry. 37-year-old James Smith appeared before the Isle of Wight Magistrates Court, charged with theft from a shop. He stole £44.20 of meat from the cooperative in East Cowes. Oscar Vincent, defending, explained to the magistrates that his client was homeless at the time of the offence on 4th of June and was hungry, having not eaten in days. He had just 58 pence in his pocket. Magistrates revoked two previous orders and issued a 12-month community order with a drunk rehabilitation requirement for 6 months, with 20 rehabilitation days attached. An Isle of Wight football club had become the largest target of vandalism, and not for the first time this year. East Cowes Vicks saw its club minibus vandalized overnight, its rear window smashed. The club says it isn't an isolated incident either, with tables overturned and seats in the stands being broken over the last 2 weeks. All gates to the site at Beatrice Avenue had now been locked, including those to the car park, which the club lets parents use during the school run. If you have any information, please call 101. Finally, John Giddings, the man behind the Isle of Wight Festival, had said the event will be going ahead this year. The music event was cancelled this year and moved to September this year because of the coronavirus pandemic. John Giddings has assured music fans that the festival will be happening. He has also expressed his anger and dismay at the lack of financial support from the government for the live music and entertainment industry. He said, "The bottom line is, we're being treated like second-class citizens. They're allowing the Grand Prix, the tennis and the football, but all those events are financed by TV income. The audience is peripheral." More news in an hour. I'm Esther Barbero.